You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Yeah, you know what time it is. It's time for the Geek Enders Podcast. Mega Ran, Jesse and Dodger, what up? Let's go.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow and see what the Geek Enders are all about.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt. Yo, another end of another long week. Got a job and a kid, I know that you're all beat. So take a second, grab a drink and vibe while we catch you up in just a matter of time. On gaming, comics, whatever you're doing. If you're nerdy like us, then you know you should tune in. Thank you for sharing our world with us. Now follow, subscribe, and turn this up.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on, scream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger, so give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Geek Enders.
Hello. This show starts way too early, dude.
What are you talking about?
Way too early. This show starts way too early.
We're joined
by the April Fool himself.
Somehow.
Here I am.
By Crendor.
The Fool of April. Yep.
The man, the myth. What's up? The boy.
The Fool. Yep.
The Fool.
A fool.
Yeah. Listen, it's just, you ever think about everybody's just on different schedules in the world?
All the time, yeah.
Yeah,
like, every day. About it all the time.
Every day. Yeah, because yep, all of my friends are not living where I am. So every day I text a person and go, are they asleep right now? They might be asleep right now. And then I'll get a text and be like, oh, I got a text from so-and-so. What time is it for them? I think about it all the time. Yeah.
Yep.
Pretty intense then. I don't think you're thinking that often.
Yeah.
You're just, what are you upset that you live in a place that
I am now?
Hold on.
How does that make you feel?
No, stop this. Stop this. What do you think about? You can't dodge this. What do you think about instead of things like this, Crendor? What is going through your head on a daily basis?
What do I think about instead of? I do think about things like this, just not every day.
What every day? What do you think about?
When other people are just like, so everybody good to like eat dinner at like 3 p.m. And I'm like, no, I wake up at like 1. So like, you know, but other people, they want you to go on their schedule. I wouldn't feel like, hey, guys, so we're eating dinner at 12:30 midnight, past midnight. I hope that's all right. Can you stay up that late, you little bitch? And they'd be like,
whoa. Did you know that you didn't answer the question at all? You just dodged the question?
I didn't dodge anything.
Are you aware of that? I asked, what do you think about?
What do you think about every day in place of thinking about? In place of thinking about time zones, right?
Like,
what's a different thing that you think about every day?
Instead of time zones?
I'm just curious about a different thing that occupies that brain, that beautiful brain. That sweet, soft / wrinkly brain, depending on the moment.
Well, you get quite a bit. I mean, I live in the moment a lot of the time. I'm like, how am I feeling? What do I want to eat? Where do I want to go? Mm. What am I going to do? I'm like that. I got a plan. Like, listen, am I going to the gym? Then I'm going to like Trader Joe's, right? Am I going to, you know, do I got to go to Target? Do I got to pick up something? Do I got to go to, you know, some other grocery store if Trader Joe's doesn't have something?
Do you think about the gym every day?
Yes.
There you go. That's the answer. We did it.
We got it. I just want to point out.
Yeah.
Someone please go rewind. Someone please go rewind. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Dodger, you asked Crendor, what do you think about every day? Crendor was looking directly at camera. Go rewind. There was nothing behind those eyes, y'all. It was just, he was blank.
I was confused at the question because we were talking about time. So, like, are you asking me about, like, time? Like, what do I think about time zones?
It was a jump off from me saying that I think about time zones every day. And you were like, whoa, that's wild. And so we were trying to then guide it to, what's the thing that you think about every day that might not be breathing and eating?
Framed very poorly. So I was very confused. So those are the main things of like living in the moment. But I have plenty of other things.
Like some sort of ape. Like just with the natural desire to like live in the moment. Poop,
yeah, but here's the thing.
Sleep,
I desire
eat.
To live in the moment, but I often do not live in the moment.
I get that.
You
live, I totally feel that.
Yeah. Okay.
Because then you start thinking about the future. Then you get into the state of anxiety, right? And then you're like, what happens if tomorrow this thing, right? What happens if this? And then your mind spirals. And then you start thinking about, but that's why you want to live in the moment. That's why I want to continue to live in that moment. You want to be like, yeah, you know what? It's just another day. Live in the moment. That's why all those people on YouTube, they're just like, let me give you some life tips. None of them are doing that shit. They're all talking to themselves, trying to get themselves to do that. But they don't. That's why I've seen so many like YouTube gurus and stuff. They're just like, guys,
time
just
out.
Live in the moment, be yourself. And then the next time they give that same advice like a month later. I'm like, you don't got to keep telling yourself that if you're doing that.
Just time out really quick, though. Time out.
Mm-hmm.
Krendor, you're like these YouTube gurus saying live in the moment, embrace each day. You know, the present, it's called right. A present because it's a gift. You got this thing. Your version is, guys, live in the moment because tomorrow is terrifying. That's your version.
That's so real, though.
Yeah. Now, you might say
what's
I struggle
gonna happen
with generalized.
Tomorrow? Who fucking knows?
I do struggle with generalized anxiety disorder. So, you know, that plays into it, anxiety.
Yeah.
But that's just life. Mm. If you didn't struggle with worrying about tomorrow and everything, and there's people that, you know, they got to worry about their past from like traumatic stuff in the past. I don't got that as much. I got future anxiety more than anything.
I have future traumas.
It all depends on your life.
I was talking with somebody. They take their kid off to go do stuff all the time. And I was like, I wish that I was more like that. I would love to just like hop in the car and drive to the beach on a whim. And they were like, yeah, well, I hate being home. So, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. So that's, we're not the same. I see. We're different people. I am at my most calm and peaceful when I'm home. So this is the big difference here. Mm-hmm.
See, the thing is, when I'm people off, like this probably used to be me more back in the day, too. Like I used to be like, yeah, I love being home, whatever. But now I actually love going out. Mm. I love like being at the library, being around people,
but
being
you,
at the gym.
I'm rubbing off on you.
You have your third spaces, though. You've like made an effort to find the places outside of home that feel like these are my comfortable places to go to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is great. That's important.
Was not that Krendor. That was not that. Old Krendor was homebody Krendor.
Yes. 100%. That's why people still be like, I bet Krendor hasn't left the house. I'm like, dude, I leave the house every day or I go insane. Like
big same.
Yeah. So like it hit the point. Like I remember even during the COVID-19 times, I would like drive by the gym and I would just be like, it's going to open again. It's going to open.
Come
like,
on.
Right. So, I've got more training to do.
It's like now I have like my old man friend group where we all play board games or Warhammer like once or twice a
That's
week.
That's cute. I love that.
Yeah. So like my one friend, he's like mid-40s. He's got like a wife and two kids. So, like we'll play there because he's got a nice area and he's always just like, yeah, my kids are running around. They're just like, blah, blah. They're like 7 years old. They're just like, blah. They're like flipping over each other. And then his wife's just like, calm down. Get to bed. It's 8:30. What are you doing? So it's fun.
So it's a fun time.
Yeah.
Sounds great. Yeah.
It's a great time. So moral of the story is I like going out, but I still like being at home. All right. Like there hits a point where you're just like, you know what? Yeah. Jesse's a little further down on that scale, right? Like Jesse can be out
which
for
direction?
Like,
you
can
take
out.
Or leave being home. You don't.
Yeah.
Where
you sleep.
All right. I'm going to give you an example. When we're at conventions, all right, I'll enjoy being at the convention. Jesse's having fun. He's at the convention. And there hits a point. There's like a clear point I hit where I'm like, I'm done being here.
Same. And Jesse's always like, let's go rally.
Yeah.
He'll stay out for another 5 hours, dude.
People are just like, Krendor, what's going on? And I'm just like, yeah. And then Jesse's just like, all right, yeah, hey, what's up, Keep? And I'm just like, like words just stop working. Mm-hmm. I just physically check out. I'm like, I gotta go home.
Being at conventions with the two of you is the best thing in the world because you clearly have a moment of where you hate being there, but I get to drag you along for the rest. And it always ends up in the most awkward, like, I remember when a dude gave me a shirt for Dodger. That was a whole thing. And he's like, give this shirt to Dodger. I was like, what? And he like pulled it off his own back. And I was like, what? And so I had to throw that away. I was like, I can't give this to Dodger.
That's a real friend.
Then, right. Mm-hmm. I like play interference for you at conventions. And then Krendor.
Yeah, sorry. I'll tell this story after.
Krendor and I, when we go to conventions, we get caught up in stuff that's like, I'll never, this is the best thing that ever happened to me, ever. Krendor and I were doing a signing.
I already know it
at a PAX. And next to us was Jacksepticeye doing a signing. And his line was so long. It was crazy. But it was all like preteen girls. And they were like freaking out and screaming. And so Krendor kept filming vlogs of us being like, we're here at PAX. Our line is crazy. It's just Jacksepticeye's line in the background. But then at the end, so when our line was done, we were going through our line, and I guess he had to leave or something. And so as we're going through our line, the last girl in line is there with her dad. It is so very clear she does not know who we are. But the dad was like, well, yo, these are YouTubers too, so it's good enough. That girl, I felt so bad for her. Krendor like, hey, how's it going? And she's like, it's fine. And the dad's like, all right, let's take a photo. And she's like,
dude, I always said, when she hits like 31 years old, she's going to be so happy she has that photo and started listening to our show where we complain about like pains, life. She's like, wow, this is so much better than Jacksepticeye.
It was amazing. That's what happens at conventions. I drag the two of you into nonsense and it's just...
It's true. Still one of my favorite stories that I don't think I've told recently, but I love, there was a moment that Jesse and I were walking around at a convention. I can't remember what one it was, but a whole group of dudes came up, talked to Jesse for a while. And, you know, I feel like typically if there's like a group of us all walking together, if it's obvious everybody wants to talk to one specific person, you kind of like take a step back, to, like, give them a minute, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. So I kind of like stepped over, was on my phone, whatever. And they wrap up the conversation. One of them was like, hey, if you see Dodger, tell her we're looking for her. And you were like, yep, I will. And I was literally right there the entire time. That is still one of my favorite moments ever. Without skipping a beat, you weren't like, just immediately, yeah, I'll tell you. Like,
that sounds about right.
Yeah, just gave me the opportunity to be like, actually, I'm right here. But
that was,
it was great.
I can't believe they didn't notice you were, like, it wasn't, you weren't hiding.
No, I was have, right like, next to you, just like,
you were literally just right
I just
there.
Stepped aside oh a little my. Bit. It was amazing.
Dude.
Yeah.
I think that happened with us. I think we were eating. It was one of those, like, JP invites you to the things or something.
Sure.
And we were eating somewhere.
I love a JP invites you to a thing.
I think somebody came up to me, and I was, like, sitting right next to Jesse, and they were just like, dude, we love Cox and Krendor. We love everything. And then they just, like, left without left. Talking to Jesse. Where Jesse was just like, what? Usually it's like the other way around.
That's amazing.
I was like, that's weird.
Like sometimes weird... people be like, Krendor, I love you, dude. And like, they won't even acknowledge me. I'm like, look, Krendor fans, I get it.
Yeah.
But to be like, I'm a huge fan of Cox and Krendor and we're both there. And to be like, all right, Krendor, see ya. I was like, so more of a Krendor than Cox fan. Gotcha. Understood.
Finally, people with good taste. And then, dude, oh man, there was also a few times I would always get the Dodger questions. They're like, do you know where Dodger is? And I was like, I think she's like over there. I didn't know where you were. I just like pointed. I was like, yeah, I think I saw her that way. They'd be like, all right, thanks. Or there'd be some signings where people are like, there's all of us, and they'd go up to me. They're like, I don't really watch your stuff, but you can sign my thing. I'd be like, cool, man.
Honestly, I love that vibe because they've stood in line for so long. And for anybody who hasn't been in one of these lines before, it depends convention to convention, but like either
so long.
It'll be you can stand in line to meet a specific person, or you're standing in line to meet whoever is on this like big in this big group of people, yeah. Right?
So, you have to do the awkward walk by people you may not know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's the difference between I'm in a line for just Jacksepticeye, or I'm in a line that has Jacksepticeye but also has these guys, right?
Yeah.
So
I get it.
Yeah. So it's just, you know,
it's awkward.
The number of times, and it's been a lot for all of us, that somebody that we've been in one of those lines and a person has walked by and been like, I have no idea who you are, but sign this, please. Like, sure thing, dude. Yeah. Yeah. I got you. No problem.
Yeah, to be fair, I would also skip me and probably numerous people we know.
I feel bad because I'm like, why would you want me to ruin that? Like, you don't know who I am. You came here for these people, and now I've ruined it. You're going to go home, look at that thing, and be like, wow, I got all my favorites. And Jessica.
And this guy, yeah. But you know, I think sometimes it's kind of like when I was younger and I was first starting to get into manga, there wasn't enough manga that was translated. And I had there was a place called Kinokuniya in Portland, any of you who live near there, that had like untranslated like Japanese manga that you could buy. And I would just buy it because I just liked having manga on the shelf. I feel like it's kind of like that. Like, I just like having a bunch of signatures on this thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's fine that I don't know who a couple of these people are. They were in the lineup. They're probably cool, you know?
Yeah. And what if you start watching them later and you like them? And you're like, man, I wish I got their signature.
Right?
And now you got it.
Damn. Yeah. That's so real that I know it's never happened. I promise you that's never happened.
Been in a line, seen you, and been like, I'm going to check that guy out later.
I'm going to check that guy out.
I promise you that has definitely happened.
There's got to be one.
They were like, that line wasn't worth waiting in. That guy wasn't worth meeting. I'm going to go play Fortnite. I don't know. Like, I don't know what the kids are into these days.
I guarantee we do not have many Fortnite viewers.
I guarantee we do. That game is too accessible.
Maybe at this point.
I think the age difference is, do you openly talk about playing Fortnite a lot or not?
Yeah,
I think that's the big difference.
That's big. There's already people that are just like, dude, remember back in the day when we had to play Fortnite? Yeah, that was so long ago. And I'm just like, what?
Huh?
Like, huh? Who? That's, oh my God. I got a Twitch bounty yesterday to go for Men's Warehouse All Out for Prom. I've done that Twitch bounty 3 times now. And I'm like, nobody in my chat is going to prom.
Wait, what does that involve?
You spend 4 minutes looking at the website for Men's Warehouse prom.
That's amazing. Yeah. I love
that. Why am I doing these things?
Dude, I'm surprised nobody else. I watch every trailer it gives me, or I do like any like browse a website. I'm like, dude, this is like the easiest money I'm going to get. That one time they had like 5 Dick Sporting Goods like trailers. I watched it like 5 times. I watched every one. I was like, I made more money watching these than I did working at Dick Sporting Goods like 15 years ago.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Yeah. I love those. Those are easy.
How long did you work at Dick's Sporting Goods though? Admittedly.
Like a month.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't very, it might have even been 3 weeks.
I was about to say, I don't know that you had the commitment for Dick's Sporting Goods.
Dodgers, you say something. Yes.
I was about to ask, what is the shortest job you guys have ever had?
Grocery store. Worked there 2 days.
Oh my God. Did you quit?
Yep.
Were you just fuck this?
So it was actually after Dick's Sporting Goods and after Circuit City. I worked there for 3 weeks or a month too.
Okay.
And then they liquidated.
Right.
That one I didn't even like quit. They were just like, I literally got the job for like holiday work. And then they're like, we're going out of business. Do you still want to work for like 3 weeks? And I was like, sure. So I did that. Terrible experience. And then the grocery store. I remember I got the job, and then I started getting my Machinima contract, which that's a whole thing.
Right, but, sure. We don't have to go into all of that, but yeah.
Yeah, I remember I was leaving, and I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to quit. Someone else could take this job. They probably need it more now. I'm going to work on the internet. And they were like, what? Like, this is 2010, by the way. They're just like, work on the internet? What are you doing? So I was like, yeah. And then I remember the security guard. He was like, where are you going? And I was like, I'm going to work on the internet. He goes, that's the future.
That guy gets it.
It was the future. Mm-hmm. He knew. So that's my shortest job.
I worked at a spa for about a month. That's my shortest job, I think.
Why did you quit?
I didn't quit. It was like a situation where I was on break during school and my sister-in-law was working at a spa. She's a like deep tissue massage therapist. And she was like, we really need like a new front desk person. Do you want to come work here for a little bit? And the boss was just a piece of work. She was so hard to work for. And we hadn't really discussed how long the job was going to be, but it was obvious that she like had no intention of letting me do my job. Like, she would just hover here while I was doing my job, and it drove me crazy. At a certain point, we had a conversation where I was like, so how long did you want me to work here? Because, you know, school's starting up again pretty soon. And she was like, oh, I mean, you know, just let me know when you need to not be here anymore. And I was like, will do. So I guess you could say I quit, but it was very like, you know, disappears meme.
Yeah.
It's like, I need to go in. I need to go in a couple of days, honestly. So, no.
Did she want you to leave, or was it more like she didn't
care? I think I've speculated about this. I think that she needed somebody, but she didn't like how young I was. And I think that's why she was like, are you doing things right? Are you putting things in the computer right? Are you talking to the customers in a nice way? Are you doing all of these other things I've asked you to do, right?
Yeah.
And I was, but she didn't trust me to do all of those things. So I think she wanted somebody that was older than I was so that she could trust them to do the job. So the anxiety of working there and having an old French lady standing right here being like, yes, you've put that in properly. Yes.
it's like you're training to be a chef in France or some shit. it's like, all right, let's go. Keep it going. Did you saute it correctly?
Yeah, I just clicked the button that says tanning package and then they used the card and it worked fine. Have a good day. Yeah. So.
I think I have you both beat.
Okay, I'm ready.
This is like 2007, 2008, my first year of being a teacher. And I'm gonna let you know, hey, teachers, especially first year teachers, do not make a lot of money. Mm. I made $28,000 a year my first year teaching. So that is less than a McDonald's employee, just putting that out there. As a former McDonald's employee, let me tell you.
God, we need to treat teachers better, Jesus. Anyway, continue. Yep.
Yeah, but so, is this the shortest job you ever had, or is this just like
Oh, this is where you're missed.
Okay, sorry.
Ready.
Yeah.
So during my first summer, when I realized, boy, I don't make a lot of money, I was like, well, I got to take another job. So it's middle of Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, and I'm like looking for jobs, and I only want a job for the summer. I don't want to fool. I just want like a job for the summer so I can earn some extra cash. And the only job available that I could find was at this marketing service. And I was like, oh, a marketing service? That seems on the up and up. I show up for the interview, and the guy's like, well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to have you be in our call center department. And what you need to do is simply talk with the customers and answer any of the questions they may have. And I was like, well, that doesn't sound so bad. So it's like, they just call me, and I'm like, let me see if I can put you through.
Uh-huh.
I show up, first day on the job, I walk in. It is like, when you see those images of like one of the Indian call centers where they like the scam callers?
Yeah.
It is that type. It's like a small room with like 13 people crammed together with just a phone and a cubicle. Nothing else in the room. And they're all just like cold calling people. Not answering calls. Just cold calling people and asking them stuff. So I sit down, and the guy's like, all right, here's a book. We're going to give you last names J through, let's say, M. this is your job for today.
Oh my
you need
God.
To get at least 10 people to stay on the line with you. And I'm like, what? And he's like, yep, you need at least 10 people by the end of the day. And I'm like, and this is an 8-hour job? And he's like, yep, yep, yep. I'm like, okay. So I sit down, look at the phone, look at the first number, and it's just like some random person's number.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, what do I say to this person? So I look over, and there's a script. And it's like, hello, Mr. Johnson. Do you need coverage for... And I'm like... put the phone down, stand up, walk out of the building, never come back. I think I was there for like 26 minutes. And I was like...
yeah.
I'm good. I'm good.
You know, I've had friends work at call centers and hate it, obviously. I think the typical response is to hate it. And I had one specific friend who loved it. And I was like, I feel like this is like a red flag to have this job and be like, I'm fucking amazing at my call center job. Is like, should we not be friends? Like, what does that mean about you as a person?
It was like, not only was the room claustrophobic and not only was everyone there kind of like miserable looking, but the minute I sat down, I was like, I don't want to do this. Everything is dependent on me harassing people
right.
and tricking them into a service. I was like, this sucks. By the way, not what the job was described as in the paper.
Right.
Which, by the way, I looked it up in a newspaper, kids. That's how I found this job. And then
the good old days.
It wasn't what the interview was. The interview was like, you'll be answering calls. And when I get there, they're like, all right, so you'll be cold calling. I was like, no, I'm good. So then just to let you know where this, like how this went for me that summer, went to another job interview. Job interview, I walk into the interview. It is like 16 people sitting in chairs. It was a dude trying to get us to sell knives door to door. I was like,
were they good knives?
Here's the thing. I sat through the presentation because he was doing that thing where he's like cutting the tomatoes. He's like, you can cut a shoe. And I was like, this is awesome. And then when it was done, I got up and just left. When he was trying to like give people signed packages, I was like, well, that was a fun hour. And I just left. Sure.
Those knives sure were sharp. Anyway, bye.
They were awesome. Yeah. And what's crazy is my response to both of that was, I'm just going to play World of Warcraft this summer. And that's all I did.
And now, look at you.
That was my response to everything I did as well. That's crazy.
I was like, I was like, wow.
Dude, yeah. I always say, if I wrote a book on like, how did you get to where you are today? I'd be like, number one, don't do any homework. You play WoW in high school every year. Then you start making videos about that game, right? Mm-hmm. Then you meet a British man, has to be British, right? And he starts a podcast.
Yep.
And then just go from there. That's really all you need.
Yeah. That was the trajectory for you.
Yeah, I really think a lot of the career trajectory advice that we have to offer is find someone with the podcast, get on that podcast, and that should do it. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Not now though. You can't do that now.
Everybody
now,
got a podcast now. That's so
right,
true.
Right. Yeah.
Everybody. Like people don't even do anything. They're just like you don't even know what their credentials are. They'll show up on like YouTube Shorts or TikTok or like anything. They're just
imagine not having credentials.
Yeah, but we're very clear about the fact we don't have credentials. All right. And I think you can tell.
We're not here pretending that this podcast has a purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, there's people, they'll like just pop up and they're just like, you know what's bad for you? Ultra purified milk. I get my milk straight from the cow and you should too. And then people are like, yeah, that's a great idea. And I'm like, why should I listen to this person? I don't know who they are. They show up. They're on a screen with like this microphone, just like talking to a wall. And I'm just like, why? But people are like, yeah, that sounds good. And then they're like, guys, I drank the milk. I got E. coli. And you're just like, okay, well, why'd you do that?
My favorite one is the same dude being two dudes podcasts. You see it all the time on TikTok where it's like a guy who's like, let me tell you about this thing I heard about. He's like, oh, what is it? He's like, yeah, so did you know that living water is actually, and he's like, living water, what's that? And it's the same guy, and you're like,
yeah.
What the hell am I watching?
I don't think I've ever seen a podcast that is like that, but I love that
concept.
Interview
themselves.
Yeah, I want to interview myself. One day I'm going to have a Dodger only episode, because there's been a Jesse only episode. One day there's going to be a Dodger only episode, and that's what my episode's going to be.
I'm
going to have glasses
stress.
And a mustache.
Ooh, I like that. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of prep work in between. You have to put up you have to bring up a mask every time you switch cameras.
I know. It's like, have you seen those videos?
I have not, no.
Have you seen those videos?
I haven't seen those.
No, I don't think I have. No, have you seen those videos?
No, I haven't.
I just realized I was going to have to try to explain this. Have you seen those videos where people act out a scene, but it's only them, and they have a wet wipe in one hand and makeup in the other, and they like say one thing and then draw a mustache on and say another thing and wipe it off.
I think I do know what you're talking about.
I have no clue. I don't know.
I have to find one. When it's done well, it's so funny, because the mustache is always just like, and then they're it's very good. Anyways. I could do that, is what I'm saying. I don't know for how long.
You probably could.
You could do that. Yeah.
I could see that.
I don't know what the sustainability is of that, but you know.
Yeah. Longer than Jesse working at a call center, probably.
Yeah. More than 26 minutes, I hope.
I bet I could do that for more than 26 minutes. My face would look alarming, call. But yeah, I could probably do that.
Dude, I remember.
By the end, you would just have like a really long Hitler mustache across your face.
Yeah, it would just be like kind of gray, like all in here from wiping, but not wiping perfectly.
You look like a street urchin, kind of like, sir, may I have some more? Like a little dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
right.
I came down the chimney and I got this mustache. It's made of soot, my lord. Yeah.
We've all been not Krendor. I don't think Krendor lives there now. Yeah, unless Krendor had like a secret theater past.
I did not.
But that's what they would do. If you
I
were like, they're
kids.
Like, I'm the straight edge, you know I am. They would just make your face dirty as hell and give you like a weird dirty mustache beard.
That's true.
Yep.
Dude,
yep.
When I was in school, I was the kid who just, I knew people, but never well enough for them to be like, we're friends. I was like an acquaintance to all. So like I knew like,
I'm so excited to see how this connects to what we were talking about.
We need
because we were talking about theater kids. Okay. So I was like, oh, well, I knew theater kids. I knew the stoner kids. Mm-hmm. I knew the jocks. Like I knew, and they'd be like, because I would always relate in like just some little way where the jock could be like, yo, who's winning March Madness? I'd be like, oh, like UConn's beating Duke. And they'd be like, oh, thanks. So they'd know like this guy knows sports. So, like, if you were like, in the gym class, they'd be like, I wouldn't get picked last because I'd get picked right before the last kids. They'd be like, I mean, he's pretty good. He knows, like, UConn's better than Duke. So, so like, you just had that, right? And you would just make those acquaintances. Mm. That's what I did.
I need you to know that this requires sad music in the background. Like, you're laughing and you do this and be like, all these people, they're pick me second to last. And also,
dude,
they don't talk to me when they ask
I knew everybody,
sports.
But none of them were really my friends.
Well, that's
and then rain
all my
starts and it goes grayscale. Yeah.
All my real friends were at home on the internet when I got home to play WoW.
Sure.
So I didn't give a shit about real life friends. I still had like a couple real life friends, but you know, they were at home playing WoW too. So I'm like, I gotta go home and play WoW, play with them. So that's what I, or we play other games.
Yeah, Meat Spike's friends were weird.
Still requires sad music. I don't care what anyone says. Like, I had a lot of friends.
The vignette
friends.
Pulls in. Yeah.
I didn't have a lot of, I didn't want a lot of friends. I didn't like having a lot of friends. If you have too many friends, you don't even get to know all of them. That's the thing. People on like
I hate having friends.
It was like on MySpace.
Yeah,
people be like,
friends.
I have like 8,000 friends. Okay, Jesse's the person that has like a billion friends.
It's
but
true.
You talk to like three of them.
That's true. That's true.
Facts.
I have a lot of friends and I love them all to death, but like yeah, I only talked to like three.
Oh, Krendor was cooking there though. Krendor was
yeah,
moving
was
in
cooking,
the direction.
Dude.
Yeah, he was moving in the direction of like you know, social media has really skewed what we think of as a friend anyway.
Exactly.
I don't think that's where he was going.
Yeah, because he was like MySpace, you know? Are those people actually
MySpace.
Your friends or are they just a number so that your MySpace number
Tom
goes
up? Tom was everyone's friend, damn it.
They're a little of both. On all the medias,
what is
honestly.
A friend
honestly,
anymore?
The internet is too available now.
I agree.
It's too readily available. Back even like 15 years ago when we started, 10 years ago, it was like smartphones were more of a rarity. Mm-hmm. It's like some people had them, but it wasn't like that crazy. And you had to like go on your computer or your laptop and like sit there and be like, I am going to access the internet on my big device. Okay. And then you would access it and be like, I'd like to go. Now it's just like, what's this thing? Okay. Who's following? Okay. Scroll. And it's just like, I gotta consume media.
I must stress this on behalf of every old man who ever lived. When you said 10 years ago, my brain realized that was 2014, and everything you said is not accurate to 2014. There were plenty of smartphones in 2014.
Yeah.
I didn't say they didn't exist.
They were like on their big machine. That's like 2004. That's like 20 years ago, dude.
Not 20 years. 20 years is flip phone.
It is.
I got my first smartphone in 2011, I think.
2014.
If that's helpful, because it was after I moved to LA, but it wasn't right away. So I think it was like 2011.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying they weren't around. I was saying not everybody had one. They were like more of a rarity. Now literally everybody and their brother and their mother has one. There were people with BlackBerry still. There were people. It was just more as time went up. Plus, the technology around smartphones got better. You couldn't just like pull open your phone and watch a live stream. That shit was like everything was lagging. You had like shitty 1G internet.
in 2014?
Yeah,
that was the height
YouTube
of watching a podcast, bro. That was. What do you mean?
People were watching it on their computer. There's a reason we were like number five on Twitch, and it was like 5,000 viewers.
Twitch mobile didn't exist yet, dude.
Yeah, Twitch mobile didn't exist. YouTube mobile. I remember they were like, "We're adding YouTube mobile," and I was like, "This sucks. Who watches on their phone?"
It's a smaller screen. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I daydream about getting like a tiny flip phone sometimes. Just so that
you're going backwards.
Yeah. Just so that I don't have like constant access to things. I think it would probably be good for my brain.
Okay. It's not that live streams weren't around. It's that you could watch them on your computer. You weren't watching them on your phone. That's my point. You're watching them on the computer.
This man is. He's lost his mind. He's arguing with chat.
I lost my mind long ago. Listen, after working at Circuit City, I think that started it. That was like
Circuit City was the beginning.
Circuit City was the beginning because I went into that job being like, this will be fun. And then it was just like dealing with people about technology.
Sure.
And they would be like, I got a question. My cable provider's swapping off. They want me to get this box. And I don't know. And I'm just like, oh, you got to go over here. And they're like, bleh. And they would just like get mad for no reason. There'd be the people be like, what's the difference between this product and this product? And you tell them and they'd be like, and I'd be like, what? Like, why are you mad? And then like they would, that one lady, the Kung Fu Panda lady, I've probably told this story. She was like, I want Kung Fu Panda. Where is it? I was like, we don't have Kung Fu Panda. And she's like, it's a new movie. And I was like, we're going out of business. We don't get new products because we're going out of business. And she's like, I bet Best Buy would have it across the street. And I was like, I bet they would. In fact, if I wanted Kung Fu Panda, I'd probably go across the street to Best Buy too. But guess what? We don't have it because we're going out of business. And she's like, I guess I will. And I was like, lady, I don't give a shit. I'm not even going to be working here in like a week. Even if I was working here, I wouldn't care. And that's when I was like, there needs to be, you know, there's like mandatory military service in some places. There needs to be mandatory retail service, like across the board.
Honestly, like,
one to 3 months.
It would be
maximum.
Deeply humbling to a lot of people to be some kind of service provider for people at some point in their lives.
Yeah. Like just 1 month is all you need. 1 month. That's enough to be like, wow, this shit sucks.
But like, but the hope would be that if everybody had to do it, at least for a little bit, it wouldn't suck anymore, right? Because everybody would have a bit more compassion and empathy for one another.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You'd be like, wow, I understand what you're going through right now. And that if I yell at you, it doesn't matter because you're just following what the big corporation is telling you to do and that you have no control over it.
I hate how I love this idea, but at the same time, it is the most dystopian cyberpunk shit I've ever heard, where it's like, you must work for the corporation when you become 18. Like, that's, you get a draft card, and then you get to work for the corporation. Mm. That sucks.
Can I say, I really love Crendor stories, because a lot of times they devolve into, and then she was like, and I was like, and then she was, you know, walking around like, And it's good. It's good. Yeah. It's really visceral storytelling.
You have to keep up.
You have to pay attention.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But you understand what's occurring. You see.
Sometimes, the sounds. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Most of the time, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes. Most of the time. Mm-hmm. I know what I got to bring up. Okay, this is extremely important.
Okay, I'm ready.
So I saw Sam tweet. All right.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I want to let you know, Dodger. Kendra's been thinking about this for weeks.
Weeks. Literal weeks. Whenever Sam made this tweet, okay. I brought this up on Cox and Crendor. Even this is like yeah, I brought yeah, up on
damn.
Cox and Crendor.
All right. Okay, yep. New audience.
I brought this up.
Let's see.
So Sam, first off, how long ago was this? Oh my god!
Yeah, I said you've been talking about this for weeks. You've been like, "When I get on
the
show,
is this the thing you think about every day? Is this what you should have said?"
So okay. On April 5th, this is April 19th.
Right.
Sam said, not my 5-year-old watching Junior Master Chef, then suddenly turning down my toasted waffles because they lack moisture. The audacity. So that got me thinking, like, what's he doing wrong? Is he like toasting these waffles for like an hour? Are they like burnt? Like, you know, what's going on here? Then I asked him in his chat. He's like, well, he said that when Dodger makes her waffles, they're moist. And I was like, what the fuck's that mean? And then he's like, does she microwave them? And I was like, is she microwaving waffles? And so I wrote down, does Dodger microwave waffles? And now I'm gonna ask you the question, if you microwave waffles.
How do you make waffles? This is, by the way, time out. This is the most important thing. He's like, this is very important.
Okay. Hold on. Let me change the topic.
Okay.
He's been thinking about this for some time. This is his, when you asked him earlier, what do you think about daily?
It's this,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's a piece of information that you're missing here. All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready.
These are pre-made waffles.
Right.
Okay. So these are waffles in a package from Aldi that you buy. And
so
they're
like Eggos, but Aldi brand.
Yes. They're not frozen. They're just in a package. They're not frozen. You just keep them on the shelf. You pop one off, you throw it in the toaster. But they specify on there, don't put them in the toaster for a very long time because they're really sweet. So they burn really easily. Okay. They crisp up real fast.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I, earlier that same day, had made us, and by make, again, I want to specify, I opened up a package and pulled out pre-made waffles.
Right.
I love me a freshly made waffle, but this is not what this was. Okay. Pulled out pre-made waffles, popped them in the toaster for 20 seconds, pulled them out. We ate them. And I will say that at the time she was like, I feel like I need to drink something. And I was like, yeah, I think probably most people would dip them into syrup or something. But both my kid and I are deranged in some way and we don't like syrup. So we had just signed ourselves up for, okay, well, no syrup. So I guess we'll just drink water while we're eating these waffles. Okay. So then Sam made them and burnt the absolute shit out of them because they were in the toaster for too long.
That
was the situation.
Did he realize when they came out of the toaster, like, wow, these look pretty burned.
Super burnt, yeah.
You would think. And then you'd be like, oh, I'll make some more and probably cook them for less time. Or was he just
So he made some and they were burnt to a crisp and he threw them away, tried again, and they still toasted a little too long, but it was salvageable. Served them to our child. She took a bite, had been watching Junior Master Chef for the first time ever, and was like, daddy, these lack moisture, or whatever. And then Sam was deeply offended about it and was like, she can never watch the show again. So.
See, he's mad because his cooking's bad.
Right. He's mad at himself, really.
He put them in the toaster too long, twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the second time, they weren't toasted for so long that a person couldn't eat them. It's just my kid rightfully roasted how long they had been in the toaster, you know?
Yeah.
So
it's a good roast
skill issue.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a skill issue. Exactly.
Yeah, skill issue. Yeah. He should have, some sort of glaze would have helped, you know, a light butter glaze, even a light syrup glaze, you know?
That would help, but that would also mean that both I and my kid would not touch them. So it was a risk. Butter? It was a risk that needed to
What's
be taken.
What's your deal with syrups? What do you have against like Canada syrups. And the maple cultures?
I eat both pancakes and waffles. I eat with nothing on them.
That's crazy.
And I've accidentally passed that on to my child. But bread isn't sweet the way that I mean, it can be. But
do you think this is one of those things like when you're a kid, you eat a certain way, and then she's gonna like grow up and be like a syrup fiend? Like, I never had syrup when I was a kid. I never realized how
we have syrup in the house. We always offer it to her. I'm trying desperately not to make her like me, okay?
Do you have like the good syrup or like the fake syrup?
Yeah, you have like what do you got?
Yeah, we have good maple syrup.
There's your problem.
We have honey. We have really nice honey.
You need the corn syrup.
Yeah, you need the corn. You need the good old American syrup.
They regulate food better than we do in America, dude.
Unbelievable.
Not a single addictive chemical? What are you thinking?
What about butter? You not want butter on them?
No.
Well, what about preserves? Like a blueberry preserve?
No. I want to be able to just pick it up and eat it. I want my fingies in there. And I can't abide having something sticky or wet on my hand while I'm eating. That's not happening. So it has to dry.
What? You can't do that? Like, why not? You just pick it
up. It's why I don't put sauces on my burgers, on my sandwiches, because it'll drip on my hands and I hate it.
So you have like a sensory thing.
I'm not a hand drip person. I'm fine with a little hand drip, but I don't like soggy bun. I don't like gross, like if there's lettuce or tomato, like I don't like it when it's like limp and I'm with you on some things. I'm very specific about
that's true.
A sandwich or a burgie or whatever. Like I don't want it covered in sauce. When I see videos or I see people be like, I put 18 slices of cheese and it melted everywhere. I'm like, you're just wasting cheese at this point.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
My dad is the same way. So probably, I'm just completing a cycle here. But for my dad, when we would make burgers, he would always, the top bun is always thicker than the bottom part of the bun, right? So he would set it down, top bun down, so that the juices were going this way and they wouldn't soak through as fast, basically.
That's a smart man.
It was really smart, and that's still the way I eat burgers. Yeah.
Yep.
Dude, that's good. Like, I remember at school, my dad or my mom would make sandwiches, and I always knew because my mom would make the sandwiches with like less like mustard and sauce or whatever is on there. But my dad would just be like, "We'll put the mustard on top so the bread soaks through the with the mustard," and I'd be like, "It's all like juice together." I'm like, "Ugh." I could always tell. But yeah, that's there's certain ways you can do things to make it so the bread retains that dryness.
Yeah, you can put lettuce so it like. Makes a barrier.
I have natural coping mechanisms now. When I can't control the scenario of how the sandwich is made, I will add chips to the sandwich to make it crunchier so I can pretend that there's nothing wrong with it. And I'll be like, you have to get the basic chips. I don't get like barbecue or like sour, just the basic chip, add it. It adds a level of crunch. So now I'm like, okay, this seems
That's
like
good.
It's not a bunch of like crap lettuce and like weird onions that like when you bite, they kind of peel a little bit. And there's like a weird dangly thing. We got to come together as a society and create better sandwiches.
Yeah.
Also, one other Sam tweet I saw.
Okay. Yep.
Is he said, "We accidentally got sold a pregnant sheep, bro. What the fuck?"
I talked about this last week. Yeah. We have a Jesus sheep.
I was like, every time I see his like Twitter feed, it's like I'm like the 1400s. Like, we got a pregnant sheep. This is just like the day is ruined. And I'm just like, what?
We got to buy one, get one, dude.
That's a great deal. Yeah.
It was a great deal. And she's a great mama. Has kept that baby super safe. His name is Lucky. He's a good boy. Yeah, it turned out fine. Although, when my sister-in-law was like, "Yo, I'm pretty positive that sheep is pregnant and about to go into labor," we were like, and she was like, "Yeah, if it goes into labor and I'm not home," because she's the only one who's trained to like help animals give birth to anything. She was like, "If it goes into labor and I'm not home and she can't get the lamb out herself, you're gonna have to put your arm in there and help it come out." And we were like, "All right." Good to know. I'm going to go watch a couple of videos of other people doing that because I will not know what to do in the moment there.
So did you do it?
She did it all by herself. She crushed it.
Oh.
We literally left the house for like 10 minutes, came home, and there was a new sheep. So, awesome. Yeah, she did it by herself. Well done. But we were all ready, dude. We were all mentally prepared to reach in there and pull out a lamb. So,
I must stress, Krendor, next time you ask yourself or just question Dodger and Sam's existence, you think it's like they're living in the 1400s. Remember, they're on a farm in the British countryside. For all intents and purposes, it is the 1400s.
That's true.
Are basically serfs at this point.
Yeah. Except they have Aldi waffles.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure serfs also had easily burning Aldi waffles. Pretty sure that was most of their diet. Yeah.
Dude, you ever watch that medieval YouTube man? It's like medieval whatever. He's like, this is how they lived in the medieval times. And he's just this old man. In fact, I think he used to like work on EverQuest or something. Now he just like pretends
to
be a god. Yeah. It's, what's he called? It's like medieval... I don't know. He rides on a horse. Every intro is him riding on a horse on his farm. It's like, he's like jousting a watermelon. It's like, it's so good.
You know what sucks? And then, he's like, you have your like horse riding middle ages guy. And for me, that version for me is the dude who like looks like he's a, I don't know, 17th, 18th century Frenchman. And he's like, this is how they would cook things in the Renaissance. I love that dude. He has this weird little hat and he's like, today we're gonna make bread. And he like pulls out a weird bowl and he's doing his thing. He's like, did you know back in 1736? And I'm like, I didn't know. Tell me, bread man. Yeah.
Oh, it's a modern history TV. That's him.
Nice.
Yeah, he's got just a bunch of medieval stuff. I watched his one. It was like fast food in the medieval ages. He talked about what it was like having a fast food experience then. It's actually interesting.
I gotta find this guy.
Modern History TV.
My guy's name is Townsends. At Townsends. And it's literally just like this dude, and he looks like he is living in a cabin in the middle of nowhere, doing his thing. I love that guy.
Oh, yeah, he does.
I feel like the closest thing to this that I watch is there's two little old gay men that like to wear like old timey dress, and they just shoot really aesthetic, like cute videos of their home in their old timey dress, just like, you know, cooking on their wood stove and stuff. And I'm like, they're so cute. And they're like, bye, we're so cute. And I'm like, you are. And that's it. And that's the whole thing.
Oh, so I thought they were like, oh, hello, my lord. Are we? No, they're just like, we're in a dress and we're cooking.
We're just in our cute old timey clothes in our cute little cabin in the middle of nowhere. And we make something cute and then we eat it and then love is real. Bye. And then
that does sound like a Dodger show.
It's really cute. Yeah. I love that shit.
Can I pitch a show?
Yeah.
And I think it would be great for the three of us because I think it covers exactly what we would like. We'd have to get like an old timey brick home with like an old timey stove.
Okay. Yeah.
But we dress up as full foppish lords with the outfits and the face paint and the big wigs.
Yep.
And we call it foppish foodies. And we're like, oh, I love a croissant. And we'll just like walk around and be like, hello, everyone.
Yeah.
I'm here to eat delicious hors d'oeuvres. Right?
Yeah.
And we just walk around with our face paint and makeup and we like our big wigs. And I'll have like a cane that I like.
And at some point we eat, correct?
Right. It's called foppish foodies.
Right. I'm just double checking. You hadn't mentioned the food yet. So
but the whole thing is we don't actually do the cooking. The servants do the cooking. We just stand over them like, I love how the bread is made. Right?
Mm-hmm. I've never heard the word foppish before. Never.
Well, that's why you'll be one of the servants as Dodger and I foppishly walk about. Like
Krendor's our head butler.
The cook.
Yeah,
I guess. He's like, hello, my lord. What will be today, my lord?
Oh,
my good Krenman. What are we having today? Are you making us a fine soup?
And he'll be like, I made the finest soup I did. Give it a Rogers. Cook it, carrot. onion.
I can't understand a thing he says, but I love him, don't you?
Oh, he has the most delightful smell.
Football is a karate. As later in the day, grab old pint. Yes, in the day, grab pint and do. Righteous Slytherin.
You're so funny. Yes, thank you. Wonderful. Off with you now.
Oh, she says.
I hear his child has the consumption.
Can you imagine?
Oh, fucking is garish.
We just walk off.
Dude, the first time I ever was in England, I remember we got off the plane, we walked out of the airport, and we walked past these like construction workers, and it was like I couldn't understand a word they were saying. It was the mother. He was just like, "Put the bloody fucking in the thing." And I was like, oh my God, they're talking the language I speak, but I can't understand.
That was me the first time I went to Boston. There was a whole situation where I had to talk to the Boston police. It doesn't matter why. But when I had to talk to them, I was like, oh no, because their accents were so thick. And I kept having to ask them to repeat themselves, and I felt so bad.
If you're in Boston, you just got to fight with them.
Yeah.
And they
not
know
the police.
Everyone.
No, that was the one time we were at the PAX East. The security guy yelled at us. He was like, "Where are you guys fucking going?" And then and Jesse was like, "We're going over here." And he's like, "Okay."
Yeah, you just gotta yell back.
Yeah, if you're yelling, like, they know you're locals.
Okay, I'll remember that next time.
You get respect. Yeah. He's like, "Where are you going?" I'm like, "We're going over here." And he's like, "Okay." Yeah, that's it.
Great.
Yeah.
He knew it was up. He was like, all right. Okay.
He spoke the language. Yelling. Yeah.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
I was going to mention that Dodger sent me a message.
I did.
And said.
I was also going to mention that the TikTok. Yeah.
Yeah. She was like, is this your TikTok feed? And it's that TikTok of the girl being like, look at my boyfriend's feed. And it's just like a walking fish man. A wizard being like, mulch.
I cast mulch. Yeah.
That is about like 60% of my feed. Yes.
Yeah. It was very funny. She was like, I need you guys to see what my boyfriend's for you page looks like. And it was just nonsense. Just video after video of just nonsense. And I was like, I have to send this to Crendor immediately.
Yeah.
You know, what's funny though, is ever since I saw that video, and especially ever since I like sent it to you, because I think that counted as like some kind of engagement.
Yep, the algorithm.
I'm now getting fucking weird videos, and I'm like, no!
Oh,
how
yeah.
did this happen?
I think I've seen a lot of people getting those. Now I'll check the comments, and people are just like, I watched that video. Everyone else getting this because I watched the video, and I'm like, I would have gotten this shit anyway, but yeah, I guess that added even more to it.
I like Crendor's feed because it mostly involves one guy who's like, Ramen noodles, Roman numerals, Ramen noodles. And it's just a man's face on a balloon. And I'm like, Crendor, what is this? He's like, I love this guy.
I started getting a bunch of videos that are like fake ghost footage, but with weird little squiggly like white creatures drawn on there. And a voice like, do not look directly at them and they will not approach you. And I was like, God damn it. Stop. I don't want this.
That's Mathis TikTok. You're on. You gotta get off of there. One of my favorite TikTok. He's like this like 50-year-old man. And he just has this a YouTube series or no, it's a TikTok series where he breaks down what he's doing. Like precisely. He's like, hey, everybody. Hi. I have this cup. It's a cup that I have in my hand that I'm gripping firmly with my index finger, my thumb, and my middle finger to hold it. And I'm going to take a drink from the cup in a second. I've made coffee, and I'm going to take the drink. Here I go. I've sipped the drink, and I'm going to put it back down. That's the whole thing. And I'm like, dude, this guy's a genius.
That guy would do really well at the describe putting a knife into a peanut butter jar or whatever that like logic thing is.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, like because coding has to be so hyper specific about what comes next. There's like a thing, a knife in the peanut butter jar thing where you write out step by step what you would do And most of the time,
you might be a coder.
Most of the time when people do it, they miss a bunch of stuff because your brain just automatically assumes that thing, you know, your brain doesn't think you need to write that down. You skip that step mentally, you know?
Yeah. Are you sure you weren't watching a Learn English TikTok? I guarantee you I was not on Learn English TikTok. I am 100% sure.
Oh, the question is, how do you make a peanut butter sandwich? Okay, great. That's so much more complicated than I was making it. Yeah.
I think I remember that, actually. No, you mentioned that. My other TikTok feeds, I get cat videos. That's like the other 20% cat videos. And then just like, random shit or whatever.
My TikTok feed is this. This is it. This is what I see all the time. Just this little dancing dude. this is what I see. I send this to Crendor all the time because I don't know why this is my feed. This is it. Look at this.
This is your feed because you keep sending it to Crendor.
This is no joke. I'm going to scroll up. It's another one of this guy. This is my entire feed. Is this man's video?
I used to get that dancing guy like 7 months ago. So you're kind of behind the times.
Look at this. This is another one. It took two scrolls to get to it.
Damn.
Usually it plays that the old trance song that's good. It's like bam,
bam, bam. I turned down the volume because I didn't want to spam you with it. Like, let's see.
You know, it's like Trey Amici or something. I don't know.
Trey Amici.
I listen to EDM.
I love that song.
I listen to trance music and then like other stuff, but it's mainly trance. Mm. I listen to the Armin van Buuren podcast. Get all my trance weekly. I'm in Van Buuren.
Is it mostly music? Is it like, and now I play this song, and then the song plays?
Yeah, I mean, it's literally just, it's a trance podcast with Armin van Buuren, one of the biggest trance producers of all time.
I know who that is. I'm just saying, I've never listened to a podcast where music is played.
Oh, you don't know the format?
No.
Because
that sounds like the radio to me. Is it the radio?
It's essentially a radio, kind of. But it's... Yeah, it's like they open up, they're like, welcome, bloop, 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 bloop. And then they like start playing trance music. They play a few songs, then he'll show up and be like, hey guys, welcome, it's the Armin van Buuren podcast. I'm here with my friends. And they're like, hello, hey. And then they just talk. They'll have like somebody visit. They'll be like, here's the fan favorite. And they'll be like, I'm suggesting this song because I listened to it in 2007 when I was depressed and now I'm happy. And they're just like, all right. And then they play the song. And then they play some more songs. They're like, all right, now it's the guest mix. And then some other DJ guy comes on. He's like, guys, I've produced these trance songs for you and mixed them. And then they play that. And then he's like, all right, see you next week. Bye-bye. And that's it.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's great. I listen every week at the gym. I'm like, ooh, new podcast. And then I listen to that while I'm working out. And then I've accumulated a song or a list of songs that I listen to. And now I have so many songs now.
I'm going to... Oh, God. I regret doing this. Speaking of songs, this is gonna suck. Let me download this for you. So, on one of the many other podcasts that I'm involved in, we had a moment where we discovered that there is an AI song creator out there, and already hate it, disgusted by
it, that, yeah,
not a fan. Yep. And we mess around with it, we put in some prompts, they're all bad, however. One of them came out so good that I realized we're all doomed. We're done.
Okay.
We're done as a society. The prompt was from Mr. Alex Fossiani, and the prompt was stuck on the toilet constipated Broadway musical. And I want you to know, Dodger, I'm going to send you this file so you can play it for everyone.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Hopefully it'll work.
Since we're on Discord, I'm gonna have to adjust stuff for a second here, but that's okay.
I'm gonna send it to you on Discord if that's okay.
I know. I'll just have to click away. I'll have to swap scenes really quick so I can grab.
That's fine. Again, this sucks. This is one of the saddest, most messed up things. It's so good, I hate it. And that's when I realized like we're all doomed, because even though most of them were shit, one came out perfect. And I can't believe it.
Okay. I'm going to play it. You guys won't be able to hear it, though.
That's fine.
Okay. All right, chat. You ready? Hopefully it's not too loud.
Listen to it on the...
Oh, no! Where will it about your butt? I just don't know.
That clay dissolving supplement, now sold in stores. Damn, just ask for it by name.
What the fuck? That was so good.
Right?
That's annoying.
And the minute I heard that, yeah, the minute I heard that, that was like, well, it's over for all of us. It's done.
Oh, no. No.
Yep.
Well, it's like all those YouTube videos that have AI voices. You can always tell. They're just like, here are things your cat likes to do. Number 10, your cat likes to run around at 9 p.m. at night. And here it is at 9 p.m. at night. Your cat likes to run around. Number 8.
I hate those videos so much.
Yeah.
Like, it's noticeable in the song that some of the background vocals sing at weird random times.
Sure.
So it's not perfect. But like, from mere prompts, it makes something so funny, yet so like accurate to what... It's not great now, but it's like to the point where, just like with images on the internet, double check everything. If you see an image and your initial reaction is to be angry or to be like, I want to repost this, verify it.
Mm-hmm.
Before you do, like, that's where we're at now. Like, you just got to double check everything. And if someone's like, hey, I made this song, in a few years, there's going to be a lot of people who are like, yeah, my band made this. And their band is like, an AI bot.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Not cool.
What happens when they try to go live, though? Are they going to, like, try to lip sync?
I think it's going to be, I was saying this the other day, I think it's going to be very similar to when, if you watch Star Trek, for example, there's Synthahol. And Synthahol is the synthetic alcohol that the, like, machine makes. Mm. But in the universe, people are like, no, dude, I want that good, real alcohol. And I feel like that's probably going to be the same thing that's happening with live shows now, where people want the live show experience. They want to go see live performers. And there's so much music out there that the live experience is a much better, more intimate experience than, like, you know, just listening on your phone. And so that'll become sort of the thing that people who are like, you know, like people who get really upset, like, vinyl, what's that about? I imagine it'd be like the live show people. Like, I only see my performers live. I want to make sure they're human. You know, like, right. I feel like that's going to be a thing.
Yeah. I mean, that's, the Hatsune Miku thing. And she, like, performed on stage, and now they're just showing her, like, on a screen. Now it's literally just everyone watches a TV.
Really?
A lot of YouTube stuff is that when you go to concerts. It's like a giant screen, and it's like, all right. I mean, I guess it's the same experience of watching a stream, but with a huge crowd.
I guess, yeah.
I think it was like
it's different.
A lot of people,
at the very least, it's different from just being home on your computer, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of people go to the concert and they expected to see like holographic or hologram her dancing, but they just saw it was just a screen with her on it or something. That was like a big thing that happened.
Yeah.
So they paid all this money thinking they'd see something cool, and it was just a TV.
The thing that I don't know a whole lot about AI, to be perfectly honest, but like, isn't with pictures and music and like all of this stuff, isn't the worry that eventually it's all just going to sound the same and like the pictures are all just going to look the same because they'll start pulling from AI images and it all just kind of like funnels into a lot of sameness? Isn't that like a conversation around it?
I mean, there is going to be a point because it can only pull from so many. Like, if artists stop arting, it has nothing else to pull from but itself.
Right.
Yeah. At that point, it would become like weird derivative. Although, I'll be honest, I would love to see AI art pull from AI art because I imagine it'll be terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that is some look into the voids. Yeah. It would be weird. And I kind of want to know. It's like, it reminds me of that scene from Detroit Become Human. Wow, I can't believe this is where I'm going. Where the one android is painting, and his like owner, his friend, is like, no, like paint what you want to paint instead of what you think. That's where I want to get to there. Where a robot's like, I've painted a masterpiece. It's like, no, don't replicate something. Paint what you want, and then we're all doomed.
Right.
We're all doomed.
Yeah.
I think we need to get to a point where AI has to be like marked. Like, this is AI voice. This is an AI song. Like, it has to say
100%
if it's an AI
yes.
thing.
I mean, that's absolutely the sort of regulation that everybody's trying to get, right? Along with just, you know, if AI is pulling from a specific thing, that whatever it's pulling from gets something out of it. But, yeah.
I mean, on YouTube, you have to say, now, does this contain AI? There's a little tab you have to click.
Yeah, there's a tab.
Yeah, I saw they implemented that.
I don't know how well that works, and I don't know how many people are actually using it, and I don't know how you would prove it otherwise unless someone was, like, watching the video to get you. You know what I mean? Like, if you made an AI video and you put it out there, how many people would report it? You know? I don't know.
Yeah. They probably wouldn't even know. Some of them.
That's the thing is sometimes I'll see, like, there was a video that I saw on Reddit the other day that it was a woman who drove her car into, like, you know how if you go to a bank, there are those yellow posts to keep you from driving into the bank like an idiot, right? She's going through the drive-through teller, and she hits the pole and keeps moving forward and, like, shows a video of her damaging the car. But it's her in the car complaining about how, like, these poles are everywhere, and I couldn't even see it. Like, how are you supposed to know where that pole is? Like, they got to get rid of those poles so I don't hit them anymore. And it was, like, an insane conversation that didn't seem like a real person would ever say, because the whole point of those poles is for people like you, lady, right? And so the entire thing seemed weird, and because of the filter she had on, I swear I thought it was an AI the entire time. I was like, this isn't a real person. This is an AI video that someone put together. And everyone's like, no, dude, this is real. I was like, I don't, she doesn't look real though. Like, the way her mouth is moving seems not real, but also she has no emotions. It's like, oh no, that's just the filter. I'm like, well, why? I was like, if this is a real person, I can't tell if you're a real person or not.
Yeah.
I don't like it. If I had to pick one era of the internet and technology to be in, I feel like 2011 was pretty good. I think I picked 2011. Yeah. You had, like, just enough mobile internet. You had a good amount of just, like, internet speed with, like, your computer. You could play games. You could do everything. Like, we had just enough technology. Now it's too far.
I feel like the technology is fine. It's
about AI making songs.
No. But the abuse,
there's no regulation around it, right? Like, how are we using it?
Like, AI's awesome if you use it not to, like, take over creative pursuits.
I disagree.
Or, like, I would love it. Like, there's things like it could correlate numbers faster. Like, we need that kind of thing where it's like it's doing the work that you know sucks instead of the work that people want to do. Like, that's
we
a whole
had
thing.
AI in 2011.
Sure, but it wasn't and as it advanced. Wasn't... I think
exactly.
But it's not about, like
you're proving my point.
No, what I'm saying is that it's a lot of the problems that we have now are because, I mean, like, basically money and greed and people being like, well, we'll monetize everything and the internet will do this. Like, every terrible change that's happened to the internet.
That's just like human
history.
Someone's
trying to get rich and abuse the system.
That's literally the entirety of human history. People, money,
sure,
and greed.
Sure. And I'm saying that, like, the technology isn't the problem. It's the abuse of the technology that's the problem, always. Like, it's never been, like, technology's cool. It's the fact that we suck at it. We're like, yeah, now I'm going to use this to become a billionaire. And it's like, why you got to do that, man? You're ruining it for the rest of us.
But in 2011, we had the technology still. It just hadn't progressed to the point it's at now, which has its good points. But I'd say it was much better not being as advanced in 2011, and it was just limited thing, right? We only had, like, a couple social media apps. You only had a couple websites. You had, like, you know, there was less options. There's too many options now. You're overloaded.
I will say that there's too many options, but also say that most of those options no one visits. Like, it's pure dead internet theory. Like, 80% of the internet no one goes to, and it's all bots. Like, it's most people, when they go to the internet, they go to, like, 4 or 5 places total. They aren't – the internet – sure, there's a lot of choice, but most of it's not really choice. Most of it's just noise.
Also, video game systems were better back then. you know what?
You really have become old man. You're like, music was better back in my day.
I'm not even saying music, just video game system. You can't even argue the video game systems were better. They literally were.
What do you
they
mean?
Didn't have as many – they didn't have as many free-to-play games. It was like League of Legends, and like a couple other ones, like free to play.
Back in my day, we would keep rolling. Music had a point.
The worst thing people did was pre-order games, to the point where TB went on rants being like, don't pre-order game. Now it's like early access. There's like early alpha access. There's like mobile game shit in like every normal game. You could pick up a normal game. They're like, buy the battle pass. You can't even just buy a game and play it. Every game's got a battle pass now. So you can't. Okay.
Yeah, wait a minute. Hold on. Yes.
My counterpoint would be that finding a game that is more to your liking and games being more accessible to people is definitely like
super easier.
The modern situation, that if you didn't like what a lot of companies were making on older systems, now you can find like tons of games that are like your perfect type of game or something that's really gonna like that you're really gonna enjoy, you know?
That's true, but I feel like you could still do that in 2011. They had Steam.
They had Steam.
Gamers knew about Steam. I don't think that Steam was as like big of a thing or as well known.
It definitely wasn't as well known.
I think the problem is we can't complain about monetization too much, as like it was different then compared to what it is now. Even though it sucks, it is just like when people complain about Walmarts. We did that. The reason why people sell you a $25 mount is because the last time they sold a $25 mount, they made $1 billion on it. Like it sucks. It is what it is. People are like, even though everyone's like, don't do it. TB.
I get why
you'd be like, don't pre-order. People still pre-order. So I'm just saying, sure, yeah. Like,
I get why it's a thing. I'm just saying I liked when it was less of a thing.
Yeah.
Because now 100%. It's like every game has like that built in. It used to be like some games had it built in, and now it's just everybody buys it, so it's like it's everywhere, and I hate that.
Not Baldur's Gate 3. We salute you, BG3.
That's true.
We salute you. Yep.
Yeah. So I'm old, Gandalf.
Right.
That's the moral of the story.
Trendor, I just want to show up at your house one day smoking a pipe and being like, I want to invite you on an adventure. And then you'll be like, okay. And then I'll just run down the street and be like, I'm going on an adventure. I'm like, I'll have a wood wagon with one horse. I'm like, Hobbit Crendor. We're going on an adventure. Yeah.
Perfect.
I think one day. There's been like three stories so far today where you just want to dress up and walk around as like an old revolutionary man, yes. A wizard. Yep. Like, I think you just want to walk around dressed up.
I love a costume. What can I say?
Plus, okay, now you hit the point. I feel like mid-30s to like even like early 40s, like that stage where like you're too old to be young, but you're not old enough to be old.
Sure.
You're just, there's like that weird period. You're like, I'm getting old. And all the old people are like, yeah, I wish I was your age. And then you're like, but I'm still young. And people are like, you're not young. Like, come on, grandpa. And you're just like, where am I?
I think that's great because it frees you. I think, at least from my experience and what I've learned and what I've seen, when you're 0 to 10, you're a useless lump of flesh. You suck. There's nothing good about you. And I mean that. When you're 11 to 20, you are a hormonal creep and you think you're the smartest person who ever lived and everyone hates you. Secretly, everyone hates you. And then when you're 20 to 30, you're recovering from the fact that like you were an asshole and now you're trying to like find yourself in the world. And now more than ever, like, it's harder. So people are just like, I don't even know, man. I'm miserable. But then you hit 30. And something starts to take hold. And that something is fuck it. And you just give up trying to appease everyone in your life. And you're like, you know what? One day I'll be dead. I don't give a shit what you think. And you just are chill suddenly. And then you hit 40 and you're like, maybe now I'll start to like love me. And then you're done. Then you don't, it's like, I don't even care.
And that's it? And then it's over?
This is why like the old people go to grocery stores and like eat grapes off the vine. Like, what are you going to do? Arrest me? It's a grape. Like, they don't, no one, I get why boomers are pieces of shit, because you hit a point where you just don't care anymore. And I feel like I'm starting to get there, and I like it. I like it a lot. It feels good. It feels like in the tribe, you're the old dude who's like, look at these assholes. Look at them try so hard. Look at them try so hard.
Oh, yeah. Goodness.
I think I was in the dick stage of being a dick till like 25. It lasted a bit longer. Then the cortex thing happened, right? Your cortex just hits one day.
Like, watching you grow as a human has been super interesting. Because young Krendor was like, hey, gamers, what's going on? And now Krendor's just like, I guess I'm here now. Yeah, it's like been interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. When people go to watch like my first YouTube videos, they're like, your voice was so much higher pitched. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
That's when we had energy in life.
Well, not only that, but like, you know, like not being comfortable with the camera, like all of that sort of stuff was just like, how do I make myself really likable and personable and, you know, whatever else? And over time, as you become more comfortable, you're just like, yes, hello, I am on camera right now. What's up?
Yeah, that is definitely it.
I didn't start doing this until I was 29. Mm. So I had all that, like, I had none of that. There was no, like, I hope
but you're like the class clown already. You were already social class clown. So you just walked over the internet.
That's a different thing, though. See, like, that's different.
You still do that so people can love you. Now it's just like the world watching. You're just like, love me.
You don't have to say it, even though it's true.
All right. On that note, guys, we got to wrap it up. Krendor.
Yeah.
You know the drill, dude. What is your homework? What do you want everybody to watch, play, read, or do?
First, have you watched all of the recommendations people have given yet? No. How many have you done?
Every single one.
That's a lie.
How'd you feel about Bluey?
How would you even know?
How is Bluey, Jesse? How'd you like it?
Bluey's great. Bluey's an emotional roller coaster for adults and kids.
Mm-hmm. What was your favorite episode?
My favorite episode was the most recent one about moving.
It was
and moving to a new place.
Uh-huh.
Very emotional. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Gettysburg. Wow. A lot of stuff happened here in Gettysburg.
I love when Bluey went to Gettysburg. That was a really good one.
Both awful and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the nation happened. Wow, Gettysburg.
I loved when the blue one did a thing. That was really good. Yep. when the blue one did stuff.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
When Bluey was like, up that hill, me boys.
So.
Anyway, Krendor.
Yep. All right. Yeah. That was a really good Bluey episode, though. So we have every night, me and Toaster Woman have been watching Sailor Moon.
Amazing. Wait,
like
old Sailor
90s.
Moon? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
90s Sailor Moon. Because I remember when I was a kid, I remember walking past some comic book store and I'd always see Sailor Moon stuff in the comic book store. I was like, it was like early 90s. So it checks out. And I remember being like, whoa. And then like, I always see clips of it. I mean, listen, I'm a kid brain. I'm just like, whoa.
Yeah.
I'd probably do that now anyway. And then just the art style, everything was very 90s. And I was like, you know what? It seems like a nostalgic show to watch. Just like art wise.
Yeah.
So we started watching it and now we're on like episode like 50 something.
Oh, that's so exciting for you.
Yeah. It's an experience. Although there's a lot of questions you have as you watch, but you know, I just love the art style. I think it's great.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you watched Sailor Moon? I take it you have.
Me? I've watched all of Sailor Moon. Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I love Sailor
Moon. Krendor, I need you to do a podcast where you just tell a story from your childhood because most of your stories involve a moment where you stop telling the story and just make noises like Dodger is saying. And the fact you're like, I saw it there in the window and I said, whoa.
The thing is, okay, here's the thing. A lot of people have said like, oh, but the new version of Sailor Moon, they cut out all the filler stuff. And I'm like, I love the filler episodes. Those are some of my favorites.
I also feel like you know, this might be nostalgia brain, but like, I also feel like the older one is more charming.
I think so, yeah.
The new one is beautiful. It's gorgeous. Yeah. But I just, the 90s one has such like a fun charm to it that I just didn't feel from the new one. So
I will say, speaking of Sailor Moon, Dodgers is very pertinent to you.
Okay, I'm ready.
And any Final Fantasy 14 out there. I was on another podcast because, again, I do far too many. Mm. And we were talking about the end of Endwalker. And on this podcast, I realized after they described watching Sailor Moon, that the end of Final Fantasy 14 is literally Sailor Moon. And I had I have no context for it. And then I looked it up and I was like, it is literally, they did not change anything. It is literally Sailor Moon. It blew my mind. I was like, they did not just, it's like copied Sailor Moon. It's crazy.
I hadn't thought about that, but.
It is. Blew my mind. So now that I know that, I'm like, can they really mess with my emotions if I know that they just were like, we're going to make it Sailor Moon?
You know, the thing with a lot of the Sailor Moon stuff is sometimes they transform and they're just like, yeah, we're ready to fight. And then they start running. And then all of a sudden you see the flower flies in. It's just like, and then they're like, here's Tuxedo Mask. And I'm like,
yep. There he is.
How are they struggling so hard sometimes? But then other times they're just like, yeah, like zap something. And then they're dead. It's just like, I'm like, do they just flip the switch? Like, all right, guys, now let's try. Like at the start, they're like not trying. And then all of a sudden they just combine their powers. Like, yeah, we got it.
I have one last important question for you before we say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Who is your favorite Sailor Scout?
This is so important.
This is such an important question.
I would say it's between Sailor Moon and Sailor Mars.
Dang,
here's the thing. I like Sailor Mars because I love when she does the fire soul thing. She goes like, like it's just charging up. She can't control
personality.
I can let you know, I was going to say Mars too for roughly the same reason. It was not about like, I really appreciate all the girls. It was like, yo, Sailor Mars kicks ass, dude. Like, Sailor Mars is awesome. Yeah, that's what I was with Grendor completely. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do like, I think Sailor Jupiter probably has my favorite personality.
Yeah,
though.
Sailor Jupiter is just so good. Love her.
What's the little girl with the gun? That's my favorite.
What?
Chibi Moon?
Yeah, she got a gun.
The one who like traveled in time, her future daughter with the pink hair. Is that who you're talking about?
Sure. I don't know.
We'll say yes.
I don't know any of this.
I don't remember her having a gun, but sure.
I think my least favorite was Sailor Venus. She just like she came in as like the last of the five.
Mm.
And she just feels like she's okay.
Yeah.
She just feels kind of like the most normal one. Mm. And it's just like,
Mars
all right,
is the best.
They really built her up, didn't they?
Because they had like the whole Sailor V video game and all that. And you were like, holy shit, Venus is showing up. She's going to be so sick. And yeah, she wound up being like a little milky. I agree with that.
Yeah. Like she's okay. She's all right. It's just like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Krendor, thank you so much for joining us for the April.
Yeah, watch
for
90s
the late,
Sailor Moon.
For the late April Fool's episode.
Hey, no problem.
Geekenders, you want to tell everybody who you are, where they can find you, what you're doing this week, etc.?
Hey, everybody. I'm Krendor. You can find me by searching youtube.com/Krendor, Twitch TV Krendor, Instagram Krendor was taken, Twitter Krendor, YouTube Cox and Krendor podcast. You can find me and Jesse. We're at 420 something episodes now. It's a thing. We got, I don't know, you can go watch old co-optional, watch how I've changed through the years, watch old stick Krendor be like, woo, and then watch me now as like a buff stick. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's what I tell people. I always say I used to be a stick, now I'm a muscular stick.
I like that.
Yeah.
Just a bumpy stick.
Yeah, just a bumpy
That's
stick.
That's the goal.
Just a bumpy stick.
Jesse, is there anything that I guess we haven't talked about Gestalt yet? Hey gang,
we have not.
We produced a game called Gestalt Steam and Cinder. It's coming out May 21st. It's a Metroidvania. Yep. We would love for you to check it out. Go on Steam. Yep. See if it's something that you would like, that you would enjoy. And if it is, please wishlist it, because that helps us out a lot. We're very excited about it.
Sure. Yeah. We're very close. We're like 199,000 wish lists. So if we can get 200,000 wish lists.
Oh, my God.
That'd be awesome. Just saying.
Mamma mia.
That's a lot of wishes.
Yeah.
That's
a lot of wishes.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to keep just showing you a trailer at the beginning of every episode until May 21st, and I'll even give it to him. I'm going to keep adding it. Yeah, it's just going to keep happening. Deal with it. You've
they
already watched it.
They can't stop us. It's ours. It's our
what
podcast.
What are you going to do? Yeah, it's our podcast. What are you going to do? So,
Is there anything else that you wanted to shout out, though? Anything else that you needed to say?
I would love to shout out Daniel Mullen's new game. It was made in a game jam. I love Daniel Mullen's. It is not like a weird Daniel Mullen's game. It is a game where you have to... You're a lawyer and you have to stack a jury and you have to pay money to get people on the jury to vote your way. It's very cute. It takes like 20 minutes to play. And go support really quick, fun indie games. They're big time cool vibes. So that's all I'll say about that. Can I spell what the game's called? Not even if you paid me. It's like it's like Njavior. I know it's like the or Njavior. I don't know how to pronounce it. I don't know how to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know, Dan. It's like Lior Vjornir. It's Vjornir. V-O-I-R.
Isn't that just voir?
V-I-R.
Voir?
V-O-I-R. I thought it was kind of like voir, like voir. And I think it's voir deer is, I think it's what it's supposed to be. But I like guar deer better because that's...
So you just say it wrong because you like it.
Don't judge me. You don't have the right.
I'm not judging.
Come on this show.
I'm just saying.
And mock me.
Guys, thank you so much for watching. We appreciate you so much. I hope you have an amazing weekend. We will be back next Friday for another episode of Geekenders. If you want to watch the other episodes of Geekenders, you will find them on youtube.com/JesseCox. You will not find them here. All of the past episodes are there as well as on podcasting sites and things. You can listen to us. So thank you so much for the support. Have an amazing day. And we'll see you next time.
I got a Kirby.
He's got a Kirby. He's got a Kirby, everybody.
Yeah, yeah. You know what time it is. It's time for the Geekenders podcast. Mega Ran, Jesse and Dodger. What up? Let's go.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger. So give them a follow and see what the Geekenders are all about.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on stream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger. So give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt. Yo, another end of another long week. Got a job and a kid. I know that you all beat. So take a second, grab a drink and vibe while we catch you up in just a matter of time on gaming, comics, whatever you're doing. If you're nerdy like us, then you know you should tune in. Thank you for sharing our world with us. Now follow, subscribe, and turn this up.
Yo, it's the weekend.
Yeah, it's time to geek out.
Let it begin.
Go on, scream and shout. It's Jesse and Dodger. So give them a follow. Number one geek podcast without a doubt.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.